the first one to die for this Holy Ghost plan was John the Baptist, but he died like a man. Then came the Lord Jesus, they crucified him. He taught that the Spirit would save men from sin. He's dripping with blood. Oh yes, he's dripping with blood. This Holy Ghost gospel, he's dripping with blood. The blood of disciples who died for the trial. This Holy Ghost gospel, he's dripping with blood. There was Peter and Paul and John the Divine. They gave up their lives so this gospel could shine. They mingled their blood like the prophets of old. So the true word of God could honest be told. He's dripping with blood. Oh yes, he's dripping with blood. This Holy Gospel is dripping with blood. The blood of disciples who died for the throne. This Holy Gospel is dripping with blood. Then there is John Stephen. He preached again and said, he made them so angry, they dashed his head in. But he died in the spirit and gave up the ghost and went to join others in that life-giving hope. He's dripping with blood. Oh yes, he's dripping with blood. This Holy Ghost gospel is dripping with blood. The blood of disciples who died for the trial. This Holy Ghost gospel is dripping with blood. Their souls under the water are crying out, Lord, for the Lord to punish those who have done wrong. But there's going to be more who'll give their lives blood for this Holy Gospel and his crimson blood. He's dripping with blood. Oh yes, he's dripping with blood. This Holy Gospel, he's dripping with blood. The blood of disciples who died for the truth. His Holy Ghost gospel is dripping with blood. Shalom, brethren. In this daily devotion, we are with Pastor Albert Matimbe from Zimbabwe. May the Lord bless you richly. As you hear this gospel truth, if you hearken to it, I can assure you, heaven is yours. Eternity is yours. Truth is the key to eternity. If you surely want to make it to the eternal destination, you better listen to what I'm saying. Personally, I'm not ashamed to preach the truth, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Allow me to say it loud and clear. Why in the footsteps of Apostle Paul? Believe me, brethren, in AD 56, while Paul was in the city of Corinth in Greece, he wrote the Christians in Rome, both Jewish and Gentiles. His letter in the book of Romans chapter 1, beginning with verse 14, says, I'm a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me, as I am ready to preach the gospel to you, that I at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Take note, brethren, of this 18th verse, where Paul emphasized something here. He said, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Yes. Brethren, Paul warns every preacher that it is unrighteous and ungodly to hold the truth in a righteous manner. Yes, sir. The gospel has to be preached without gloves. The gospel is to be presented in its pure state. The gospel has to be presented in its holy state and uncompromised. Let truth be told. Hallelujah. God requires men of truth, men who preach and practice truth. Back there in the wilderness, around 1450 BC, when Moses got the revelatory truth, while at Mount Sinai, he was inspired to write down the counsels he got from his father-in-law, Jethro, who was a priest of Midian. And in Exodus 18, verse 21, this priest, Jethro, advising Moses as to who qualifies to preach, who qualifies to execute judgment amongst the children of Israel, he said. Verse 21 of Exodus 18. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God. Men of truth. Please underline that part in your Bible. Men of truth. Please highlight on that before we continue. If you have highlighted on that, now we can continue. Hating covetousness and place such over them to be rulers of thousands and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties and rulers of tens. Brethren, what the scriptures is saying here, what is it saying? What is it emphasizing? If you are preaching to thousands, if you are preaching to hundreds of people, preach the truth. If you are preaching to 50 men, preach the truth. Hallelujah. Be a man of truth. If your church is 50 people or 10 people rather, just preach the truth. Say the truth. Don't compromise the gospel in order for you to have many members in your church or organization or whatever. Let truth be told. King David in Psalms 57 verse 10 said, for the mercy is great, thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. And brethren, what does that imply? The flag of truth must be lifted high above the clouds. Hallelujah. Brethren, go with me to the song of Moses in Exodus chapter 34, verse 1 to 4, where he sang this song. In his song, he said, give ear, O heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender hair, and as the showers upon the grass, because I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect for all. For all his ways are judgment. Praise God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. For now, let's end the song on verse 4. We are told by Moses' song that he is a God of truth. The prophet Jeremiah, dismissing idol worship and spearheading real worship, was in separating the real worship from idol worship and real practice from malpractice, real God from vanity. He recorded very important things in 620 BC. In Jeremiah 10, verse 1 to 10, Jeremiah recorded these things. Go with me to Jeremiah 10, verse 1 to 10, where he indicated that idols are vanity. Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord. Learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven. For the heathen are dismayed at them, for the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of workmen with the axe. They take it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good. For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great and mighty. Who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee doth it appertain. Yes, sir. For as much as among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms, there is none like unto thee. But they are altogether brutish and foolish. The stock is a doctrine of vanities. Silver spread into plates is brought from Tarshish, and gold from Euphrates. The work of the workmen and of the hands of the founder, blue and purple is their clothing. They are all the work of cunning man. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. And his wrath, the earth shall tremble, and nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Brethren. Yes. You should understand what Jeremiah said, what Jeremiah preached. That's what he said. And William Branham, describing the kind of preachers ought to be, in his sermon, Believest Thou This, preached on 15 January 1950, in reference to John the Baptist, praise God, he said, if we begin with paragraph 40 of that very sermon, what kind of a baby oughtn't this to be that was born from his mother's womb? The Bible said, full of the Holy Ghost. He was a Holy Ghost preacher. That's right. And when he came out, when he was about 9 years old, we are told that he went unto the wilderness. He was anointed with the spirit of Elijah. Acted like him, looked like him, little old frowl looking fellow. Let's go to that part where it is said. But when he came out of the wilderness, out of Judea, he preached a message that said, all the regions, God give us some men baptized like that. My. Yes, sir. We need preachers like that. We need ministers like that. Paragraph 41 continues. He didn't throw out any lines either. When Herod came up there with his brother Philip's wife, somebody said, don't you preach on marriage and divorce? walked right up in his face and said, it's not lawful for you to have her. God gives us men who will stand for the truth. Amen. Regardless of who is setting clause or who it is, let the chips fall the way they want to and lay the gospel to you in line. That's right. Call black, black. And white, white. Right, wrong, and wrong is wrong. If you are not right, then get right. It will straighten you up, make you look different, act different, live different, and be different. Brethren, this is what we should stand for. This is what we should believe. This is what we should preach. Lifting the flag of truth high above the clouds. Truth has never been defeated anywhere in the world, no matter what you go through. Truth has never been defeated. So in this daily devotion, we are focusing on this truth, the revelatory truth that we should stand for, that we should preach, that we should uphold, like all the prophets of the old, like the apostles, and all of them who were faithful to this gospel. Their names are written up there. Their crowns are waiting for them. Their rewards are waiting for them up there. And you and me, brother and sister, if we stay with the truth, if we abide by the truth, we are likened to them all who went ahead of us. May God bless you. As we meet in the next service, may God bless you richly. We will continue from there. For today, let's end here. God bless you.